Coming up this week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to Rob Trevino of the band Reborn.
What is up, everybody? It's time for a brand new episode of the Rock for Him podcast. I'm Jeremy, aka the man, the myth, the legend, the mohawk, the big guy, whatever you call me.
Listen, I tell you every week, the big guy was my dad. You are the big
right.
boy.
Big
The big
boy,
boy.
yes. What a with me is my co-host, my good brother. This is Jason Sanchez Bukowski. Bro, how's it going?
Oh man, it has been a day today. Let me just tell you, I need this podcast tonight. I need to talk to my two brothers. So
Yep.
I need you guys to cheer me up a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, our guest is none other than Big Rob Trevino from Reborn.
What's
He's
up? What's
like
up?
the multi-instrumentalist, bro. What's up, man?
How y'all doing, man?
We're good. How are you?
Bro, I'm too blessed to be stressed, brother.
Amen.
I know that's such a Christianese thing to say, and I used to be one of the guys that was like, God, I hate people that say that. But now that I'm on this side of it and I'm living it, there's no other way to say it, man. I am too blessed to be stressed.
Right.
Bottom line.
I need
Right?
to get to that point. I'm not to that point yet, bro.
Maybe by the end of this podcast, we'll have you there, brother.
Yes. Talking to you always cheers me up, though.
Awesome. Well, thank you, my guys. I'm so happy to be here, man. It's good to see y'all's shining faces. I am truly, truly blessed to be on the show. You know, us in Reborn, we love Rock for Him. So this is a huge blessing, man.
And
we
love,
love
you
Reborn.
guys.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah. And you were mentioning the multi instruments. Yeah, I wasn't planning on switching, you know, but the opportunity came up and I could not say no because I really do like playing guitar. And so it is definitely a change. But I'm enjoying it, man. I'm really enjoying it. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
So you're
Awesome.
coming on tonight to announce that you're nudging Ryan out of the way and you're going to take over as lead singer, guitarist,
Yeah,
and drummer, right?
He's done. I'm like, no, I'm done. No, not at all. No, man, I love Ryan. And the thing I'm really loving now is the fact that I'm not sitting behind the kit. I'm actually up front stage with him. So I get to mess around with him every now and then too. So that's been a lot of fun. So yeah, no, man, I love it. Ryan's doing great. And I can't wait for you guys to hear what we got coming up because he's growing as a vocalist. The last show that we did, this was back in May, not the one we just did, but the one we did back in May with Relent. That was probably the best I've ever heard Ryan on stage. And it was amazing. He did such a great job. So yeah, shout out to Ryan, man. He's awesome. Shout
So
out to all my boys in the band, man. I love all of them, man.
So are you saying that the stuff coming up is gonna be better than Save Me? Because that song is awesome. Like,
Chef's
thank
kiss,
you.
man.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's a great song. We definitely went with a different vibe on that one. My input on that song was a lot with the vocals. I told Ryan he needed to tap into his inner Chino Moreno from Deftones. Because that was kind of the vibe that it gave off. And I don't know, I think he nailed it, you know, personally. I love that song too. But yeah, I gotta be honest, the stuff we have cooking, it's gonna make Save Me look like a side B song.
Oh man.
We're working on something right now called Trust is what it's called. I did write the lyrics for this one with what I'm going through in my life right now, which I'll get into here in a little bit. It's really inspired me to write the heck out of some lyrics, man. And I think as of right now, just lyrics wise, I have probably about 10 songs that I've written personally, just me. Not all of them are like submitted to Reborn, but I have at least 10, and I keep there are things that'll come up. I wrote a worship song not too long ago. I could not get the word Jireh out of my head, and next thing I know, I'm writing a rock worship song. And
Yes.
that was another one that came up out of nowhere, and it's totally original, straight from the Holy Spirit. Don't know yet if it'll be a reborn song, but I'm hoping it will. But it's definitely a different vibe than Be Heard from the first album. Definitely a different vibe. But yeah, man, God's been good, and I haven't written this much in so long. It's kind of crazy, right? You go through crap, that's when you really start getting the inspiration to write.
But I am not talented enough to write, so when I go through crap, I just spiral.
Gotcha,
Same,
gotcha.
same.
Yeah, so
But
it's gonna sound weird to say this, right? But it's been crappy, but it's been such a blessing too.
yeah.
You know, and like I said, I'll tap into that here more in a little bit, but yeah, but that's where Reborn's at right now. We're basically in the lab a lot, doing a lot of stuff. And Marco's a riff writing machine, man. That dude, I mean, he never ceases to amaze me, just the stuff he comes up with. And then with our new drummer, bro, you talk about making it heavier. So me coming onto guitar, I'll be the first to admit I'm not the greatest guitar player, but I know where my strength is. And I come from a heavy metal background. Okay, back in 2007, I fronted a band called Godspell, and we were thrash metal. Okay. And so my chops in guitar, they're all heavy metal. And so as Reborn, we're more hard rock. So when I got on the guitar, I brought a heavier tone. Well, then we had Eddie on drums, who was doing double kicks and just these fills that were insane. Reborn got a lot heavier really quick.
I'm loving that.
I'm telling you. So that's why I'm saying yes. Save Me's good. Save Me's a great song. I love that song. But what we got cooking, bro, yeah. Save Me's gonna be inside B. You watch.
Love it. You know, the thing that I most appreciate about you is on some of the days where I am just down, I'm struggling, inevitably. Every single time my phone will go off and say, "Your friend Rob T is live on TikTok." And I'll click that and most times I'll have my phone upside down on my desk as I'm working and I'm just listening to you. And you are so like all the stuff you're going through, you have this joy about you. Yeah, you struggle, like you're raw and you're honest about the struggles that you have.
Yeah.
But you inspire people to quit just soaking in their muck and pick yourself up, realize what God's doing for you,
Yeah.
and you know.
Yeah, dude, and it wasn't like that at first. So let me rewind. The videos that I do, and for those of y'all that don't know, I post videos every day. My goal is I try to get one in the morning, midday, and at the end of the day. That's what I try to do. I don't always hit that goal, but you at least get one video from me every single day. That started almost a year ago now. And we're talking about in the so for those that don't know, I'm just gonna and I'm gonna be very transparent, so I just want to let you guys know that right now. In January of 2024, my wife told me she did not want to be married to me anymore. And that thing hit me like a ton of bricks. I remember the feeling of like life is over as I know it. And I literally did think about killing myself. And I'm a person that I've never had that kind of mentality, but I really felt that way. So for the next few months from January to August of last year, if you can imagine, I was literally being tortured every day because I was with a woman that I loved with all my heart, who I was married to at this point for 16 years, and she wanted nothing to do with me. And we were living under the same roof. So you can imagine just kind of the way that jacks with you, you know? But as soon as that happened, I did make a switch, and it was slow at first, but this is when I finally decided I need to go back to God. At this point in time, yes, I was serving the Lord, but man, I hadn't gone to church in a long time because of the church hurt I experienced. There was just a lot in me that was just not right. I was definitely one of those Christians that was just playing church, pretty much playing Christian, you know? And so this is where things really changed. And I gotta tell you, so much I've learned through this whole thing. But so I'm gonna fast forward to the summer of last year. I had figured in my mind, right? It's like, okay, she wants to move forward. Now, keep in mind, by this point, and I don't mean to throw my wife under the bus, but I'm just telling my truth here, okay? So I want to make that very clear. But she made some decisions, and all I'm going to say is that she had basically moved on with life. Let's just put it that way,
Okay.
okay? Because, like I said, I'm not here to bash her because I love her, you know? So I'm not here to do that. I'm here to tell my truth and what happened to me. So because she had made that decision that, like, she's moving past me, she's going to move on with life and whatever, I thought, well, I'm going to do the same thing, right? And so I remember I met somebody online. I was messaging her. She was a Christian, checked all the boxes, right? And I invited her to a Reborn show in San Antonio, and she was supposed to meet me there. And she ended up standing me up. Now, later I find out that it was for just cause. But again, it's how God works, right? So that night I'm home and I am just belly aching to God, man. I'm complaining like crazy, right? Like, man, Lord, I can't believe you allowed this to happen to me. My wife cast me aside. Now I get stood up and blah, 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 and this and that. It's like, I'm done. Fine. My wife wants to treat me like this. Fine. I'm gonna file for divorce. I'm gonna, like, I was mad. And then for you listeners out there, you may not believe this, but like I said, I'm just telling the truth. I heard an audible voice, guys. An audible voice, not the conscience voice, right, that we normally hear. I literally heard an audible voice tell me, fight for your marriage. And I was like, what? Like, I literally looked around my room. I knew nobody was there, but still, it's one of those things, you know? And I heard it again. You're going to fight for your marriage. Now I'm belly aching again to God. I was like, fight for my marriage. She just threw me aside. She took all those years and just didn't care, just treated me like garbage and doesn't want me no more. Blah. You saw what she did to me. Man, no, I can't do that. And then right away, the Holy Spirit goes, how many times have you done that to me?
Oh.
And I was like, and how many times have I taken you back? So I knew right then and there I had to obey God. And so that was when I decided I was going to stand for my marriage. So this is where that journey kind of began. So fast forward a few months, bro. God put it in my heart to start doing these videos that you now see every day. And I was really nervous about it because I was going to be very vulnerable. God wanted me to be vulnerable. God wanted me to be transparent. And now, of course, I understand it. But at the time, I was just like, man, and I'm over here thinking about the drama it could bring, you know. People knowing people that know my wife, that know my wife's family, you know, there's just all this stuff. So I'm trying my best to be really careful with what I say and, you know, all this. But as I started doing this, I started noticing just the changes. And it wasn't just this. I want to make this part very clear. The other thing that I did that I hadn't done my entire Christian walk was that I fully surrendered to God. Is this thing on? Okay. I just want to make sure people are hearing this. Fully surrendered to God. Well, what does that mean? Oh, I'm fully surrendered to God. Are you though? Because this is what that means. John, I'm sorry, not John. Paul talks about it in the New Testament, right? Where he says that he's a slave to Christ. When I do my teachings, I tell this to people all the time. Paul called himself a slave to Christ. If you remember from your history lessons, you know, do slaves have rights? No. Do slaves get to do what they want to do? No. So Paul is literally saying to us in that statement that everything that he does is what God wants, not what Paul wants. So can we honestly say that that's how we're living our life? And I'll be the first to admit, no. That was a big no for me. So this is where I made the decision that I was going to fully surrender to God. And the two key components of that to start off with were to be in the Word every day and to be in prayer every day. Those were the two major things that needed to change in my life. And brothers, let me tell you, it was hard. It was very hard at first, but I made those changes. And it was a painful process. It was sometimes unbearable, many nights crying myself to sleep, many, many nights of even physical pain, right? Like headaches and the stress and just and dealing with loneliness, like it was horrible. And I remember right around December of last year, I was having a conversation with somebody, and I was looking over different events of my life from last year, starting with my wife leaving me in January. And then when the summer came around, I had two surgeries back to back. I had a gallbladder surgery where I had my gallbladder removed. And then just 2 weeks after that, I had to get surgery in my left eye because retina had bursted and my vision was cloudy. So there was two surgeries back to back. And then on top of that, I had gotten word that my mother's kidneys were functioning at 6% and she was going to have to go on dialysis. All this stuff was hitting me in the year of 2024. And I remember making the comment, man, this has got to be the worst year of my life. And then all of a sudden, man, same Holy Spirit just spoke up and said, is it though? And I'm like, well, yeah. And he's like, but is it though? Because to my calculations, all that stuff that you've gone through has brought you the closest you've ever been to God. So is it really been the worst year of your life? Or could it be that it's actually the best year of your life? And I had to be honest and say, you know what? Yeah, this has been the best year of my life because I have never, ever, and this is, and I'm almost ashamed to admit to this, but all my years of serving the Lord, I've never been this close to God. And it has been such a game changer in my life, such an eye opener. Like I tell you one thing, gentlemen, the one thing that I have really learned in this process is what it truly means to love like Christ. I thought for years I knew what that meant. I was way off base, man. You know, loving like Christ, you know, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, when the scriptures talk about the husbands loving your wives as Christ loved the church, right? I remember reading that thinking, oh yeah, that's not a problem. But then when I really got a glimpse of what that's like, that means loving people when they don't want to love you back. That means loving people through their circumstances, through their hurts, through their trauma that they take out on you, even when it's not your fault, to be able to love them through that, right? To be able to be in a relationship where your significant other has cheated on you, like you don't even exist. And then to be able to say, when they come back, say, I forgive you, as if nothing happened. That's loving like Christ. That's how he loves us. How many of us can say we can actually do that? Not many. Not many. But that is loving like Jesus. And so, as much as this sucks to go through, I am so thankful for the doors that it's opened just in my own life and the changes that has been made. But not only that, I have begun teaching. I have begun doing Bible studies. I do Bible studies twice a week with my nephews. My nephews gave their lives to Jesus through this. So how's that? That's a head scratcher right there, right? Where if my wife had not have left me, I'm not sure if they would have gotten saved. It's crazy to think about, but this is it's if you go to the series of events, this is what happened, right?
God uses all things to his glory.
Yes. So at Romans 8:28, one of my favorite scriptures. Yes. And so I teach my nephews every week. I have friends of mine that I do Bible studies with daily. And then on top of that, I just talked to an old friend of mine from Ohio who wants to start doing Bible studies with me as well. You know? And so there's just so many doors that are opening up. Now, this is when I knew God really had done a work in me and really changed me, right? When this happened, there was one day Re Reborn was supposed to play, well, we did play an event. I'm not going to say where because what I'm about to say is going to sound really terrible, but but we were about to play this gig. And the very next day, I was going to be teaching and I was also going to be ministering in praise and worship somewhere else, right? I was actually more excited about that than I was the Reborn gig. And that's when I knew God has definitely changed something in me because I was the one that was all about, you know, the hard rock and doing this, but I was more excited about pouring into someone's life, you know, in the word. You know, if the guys cancel practice for the week that we usually have on Thursdays, I'm like, cool. I call up my nephews. I'm gonna come over for Bible study. Okay, uncle. Boom, I'm there. You know, so God has just done such a tremendous change in my life. And I love what you said because I've heard this so many times before. Like, I never would have guessed that you were going through a separation with the way that you are. And I'm like, what do you mean? Dude, you're like smiling all the time. You're like happy. I mean, was she that bad that you're happy she's gone? I'm like, no, not at all. You know, it's the joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
And his word tells us the joy of the Lord is where we, it was what gives us strength, you know? And so I am living proof of it, you know? And so I am just so blessed. I'm just so thankful for what God is doing. And it's not over. It keeps going. Just this weekend, guys, the Lord showed me another area of my life that I needed to improve. You know, it's like going through the refiner's fire. You know, when you take a piece of gold that's raw, and that goldsmith is trying to get that thing pure, he gets the heat up to liquefy it, and then when it gets liquefied, all those impurities flow to the top, and he then, of course, uses the tool to skim it off the top. And he'll know it's pure when he looks into the gold and he can see his own reflection.
Yep.
Think about that. How does God know we're pure when he can look into us and see his own reflection?
You know, Rob,
So,
let me interrupt you really quick.
yeah,
It's
man.
funny that you were to use that analogy. That analogy has come up so many times in my life. One of our associate pastors at my church just preached an entire message on that, on being refined by God's fire. Like everyone feels like it's torture because it's hot and
Right.
it's burning you,
Right.
but he's just getting that dross off from you. He's knocking all the garbage off from you so
Yes.
he can see his reflection in you. And
Yes.
then I want to say it was our guest last week. I think it was wasn't it Anthony last week that had talked
Yeah,
about
Anthony.
it,
Yep,
said that
Anthony.
he was going through, you know, the forger's fire and getting all that garbage knocked off from him and building him up to be stronger. And now you mentioned it. It's like God is telling me right now, I'm still knocking that garbage off from you. He can kind of see his reflection, but he's got some more fire to
Yep.
put me through.
Yep.
So,
Same here.
oh,
Yeah.
and by the way, speaking of Ryan earlier,
Yeah.
he's on here. He said, "Hey, boo."
What's up, baby? Yeah, man. And here's the thing, you know, we have to be willing to allow God to do what he's doing when he does that. You hit the nail on the head. You know, fire is hot. Fire burns. Fire hurts.
Yep.
Okay. But there's a purpose in the pain. You know, he's going to take your misery and turn it into your ministry, right? And so the thing is we have to be willing and obedient. I can't tell you how many times I've gone back and forth with God, just and I keep going back to, I gotta be obedient. I gotta be obedient. As much as I hate this, I gotta be obedient. You know, yes, I do understand God gave us free will, and if I were to disobey, yes, he would forgive me. But that's not the point. The point is I've gotta be obedient. Now, here's what I've learned through this whole process. You know what the one thing is that always holds us up or keeps us from advancing in what God is doing for us? It's really simple, but it's the hardest thing to overcome. You know what that is?
Pride.
Close. How about you, Jeremy? You want to guess?
No.
It's real simple, man. It's self. As a whole, it's self.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, as human beings, the biggest thing that we love to have is control. We hate giving control to anybody over our lives. And the bottom line is when you completely surrender to Christ, you give him complete control of your life. Now, the awesome thing about God is, like, even though Paul said he was a slave to Christ, God is not a slave driver. He loves us and gives us that free will. You know, it's still our choice, but it benefits us more to be slaves to Christ. So going back to the forger's fire, this happened to me just this week, this past week and weekend, where I had a discussion with my pastor regarding something, and I had been invited. It's been a few months now, but I had been invited to go and minister at a church, and it was on a day that we were not having service in my church. So, you know, of course I'm open, let's do it. And I let my pastor know where I was going and what I was doing. Didn't think nothing of it until finally I had a conversation with my pastor, and he let me know that that made him feel some kind of way. And here's what happened. Immediately I had this feeling, which I later found out after being in prayer and really thinking about it, I got triggered, right? And what it triggered in me was someone's trying to control you. So all of a sudden I put these walls up right away. It's another pastor trying to control me. Man, and the same thoughts came in that have come in the past. Oh, it's trying to control you, trying to control the gift you have. He wants to be able to control your gifting. Now you got to put up those walls. You know what? You might have to start finding another church. All these thoughts came into place. I am so thankful the way this thing came down. We decided we were going to have a conversation together, but we couldn't do it until Sunday afternoon, which was yesterday. So over the weekend, I'm thinking about it, and I'm in my prayer closet time, right? I'm praying. And again, I love the Holy Spirit, and sometimes I wish he wasn't so blunt sometimes, but I love that he is. I'm talking to him about this whole situation, and I'm coming at him like only you control me, Lord. I don't need anybody controlling me. I don't need someone who says they're a pastor to control me, and trying to get into my gifting and this and that. Holy Spirit speaks up and goes, "You really think you're that special?" And that stopped me in my tracks. I'm like, "Huh?" Straight up, like, you really think you're that special? Like, no. Slow your roll, slow your roll. Think about what's really happening here. I've brought you this far, teaching you that it's not about you, and you're making it about you. So in that moment, I had to stop in my tracks and figure out what exactly was going on in this. And I realized I was getting triggered. It was causing me to get, self back again up, like, no, this is what I'm going to do. And that's not what was going on here. What actually was going on was this a lack of communication. My pastor wanted to know and be sure that, I was viewing him as a pastor and that I had his heart. He wasn't trying to control me. He just wanted me to say, "Hey, pastor, I got invited to do this and minister here. What do you think?" That's really it. That's all he wanted. And here the enemy was trying to cause this division. So praise God that I was able to stop myself and realize this is my pride coming back up, and that's the thing, is that we need to be willing to hear the voice of God when he's trying to correct us and not get in the defensive. Because if you allow God to finish the work that he's doing in you, which, let's be honest, is not going to happen till the day he takes us home, right? But allow him to do the work in you. And watch where he takes you. He's gonna take you to another level and another level and another, and you're gonna see more blessings. You're gonna see him manifest more in your life. And all you gotta do is shut your trap, listen to what he has to tell you, and let him do the work in your life. Praise God, me and my pastor had the conversation. It went great. I asked him to forgive me. I told him I was being prideful, and we came to a mutual understanding. No division was what ended up happening. I'm still going to church there, and it was a victory in Jesus' name. It was a victory, and I really felt like in a video game, right? I passed the level. All right, now on to the next one. Now, is this the one where I face Bowser? Well, we're gonna find out. Yeah, man. So God has just been doing some awesome things, like I said, in my life, and I'm just so thankful. I'm really blessed by what you said, bro, the fact that you listen to the videos, man. That's really what I do it for, is to pour into other people. So that was a blessing to hear you say that. But yeah, man, that's pretty much in a nutshell what's been going on with me.
Bro, I'm just telling you though, like, for those that have not gone and followed you on TikTok, really need to just go on. If you follow nobody else, follow Rob. Just get his daily videos, because honestly, I know it seems like I spend a lot of time. Like when my wife and I are sitting on the couch, we'll send each other like 30 TikToks, and we'll just sit there laughing. But when I'm feeling down, every single time I get a notification, it's like God knows what I need. I'll get a notification. Your friend Rob T is either live or just posted a video. So I'm like, all right, I'll go in and watch it. And I'll watch it. I'm like, all right, thank you, God. I needed that. Like,
Awesome.
no matter what it is, whether it's just you just chilling, listening to music, sometimes that's kind of cool too. I'll just sit there and and hit the button and I'll flip it upside down and I'm sitting there clicking away, entering
Yeah.
stuff on my computer, and I can just hear you jamming out, playing whatever.
Right.
And it raises my spirits.
That's awesome,
So,
man.
you know,
That's
thank
awesome.
you for that. And I want people out there to know that there are people like Rob that, you know, they're getting something from God and they're sharing it. And I'm so thankful that God put you through what he did, as much as it hurt me at the time, because bro, I absolutely love and adore you. I
I love you.
have since
Same
we
here.
very first met you. Like everybody in Reborn, like all you guys are just very special to us.
Thank you. Thank you.
But you've always been one that no matter what's going on, you reach out to us, we reach out to you. You know, it. So when that all happened to you, I was heartbroken for you.
Yeah.
But to see you coming out of that and seeing what
Yeah.
God is teaching you, it's fantastic. And something that you said reminded me of this Bible study that my wife and I are doing right now. My associate pastor is actually writing some of the material. It's called Call to Obedience. And basically, you go through and it teaches you what God is trying to do in your life. It's about forgiveness, it's about redemption, it's about salvation. And when you're done with it, you then take another couple through it or another person through it.
Right.
Like my wife and I finished it, now we're going through, and it helps you like do life with another person.
Right.
It is fantastic. And everything you were saying, I was like, that sounds like CTO. That sounds like CTO. Did you do CTO? Because it sounded like you were going through it. It
No, I
was
did GOD, bro. That's it.
that's it, man.
Now, I want to say this too. I'm still going through it. Like, I'm still in separation. I God had put it in my heart that because I'm not the one who wanted to end this, I'm not the one that's going to seek the divorce, right? It's going to be her. So I have not moved forward with that at all. So technically, legally, I'm still married, okay? And just recently, and I did a TikTok about this, but just recently, I finally came to the point where I literally did finally let my wife go. And what I mean by that is I got to a point where I was like, and this is gonna sound really bad, but follow me on this. I had to get to a point where I was like, at the beginning, I believed in the restoration, and I still do. And I anticipated it. I longed for it, right? That was at the beginning. But then God took me through this season to where now I had to finally get to this point where now, again, it sounds ugly, but hear me. I don't care if I get reconciled or not. I don't care if there's a marriage restoration. And when I say that, I mean, this is what I mean. Because whether or not she comes back does not change the fact that all I need is God. I don't need to long for it anymore, right? I don't need to, oh Lord, is it going to be today? Is she going to come back? Like, I'm done obsessing over it. You know, we can get to the point where we take the promise that God gave us, and we can make that an idol. And that's not good, right? It's supposed to be God, Him only. He's a jealous God. So I am now at that point where I'm like, I pray for her still every day, right? But it doesn't bother me what she's doing. I'm not even thinking about what she's doing. It's her life. She's living it. But if the day comes and she comes through that door, I'm already prepared. I am already prepared to love her, to not hold anything against her, because what does the word of God tells us? Love holds no record of wrong. You know, just like the prodigal son, right? That's gonna, and I literally mean this. The day that she comes back, however long that will be. And I can't sit here and tell you that, you know, I'll still be here waiting or if I'm going to be in another relationship because I honestly don't know. But the day that she does come back, I've already told myself I'm cooking a brisket just like the guy did in the story about his son when his son came back. You know, cook the fattest calf that we have. You know, I'm going to do the same thing. You know, I might not tell her that's what it's for, but those that'll know will know that that's what it's for. Because here's the thing. God, his whole ministry is restoration. It's about restoring us back to him. So how could he not want restoration in marriage?
Yeah.
But the key is he doesn't want you to want that more than him. And see, at the very beginning, that's what I was doing. I was wanting that more than I was wanting him. It was almost like, I was taking a book and going, okay, I prayed to him today. I read the word here to, okay, so if I keep doing this, she's going to come back. That's not what he wants. He wants you to do that because you want more of him, not because you're trying to get something out of it, you
Yeah,
know?
for
So,
sure.
like I said, I'm still separated currently, and I'm just living, man. I'm just moving forward, making music, reading the word, hanging out with my homies. I was hanging out with Miggy this past weekend. By the way, did y'all hear Relent's new track?
No, I'm buying it. I'm buying it when it drops at midnight. We're gonna be playing it starting next
Sweet,
week.
sweet. Yeah, y'all gonna love it. I'm telling you that right now. Y'all gonna love it.
Real quick before you get too much farther, I had
Yeah,
to
man.
call out Ryan on something.
Okay.
I sat here saying how much I loved you guys and you're my favorite, you're my boys.
Yeah.
And he replies, "We love you too, Jeremy."
Oh,
That dork down there is Jeremy. I'm Jason. Same shoes.
no. Way to go,
Just
Ryan.
for that, I'm not telling you that Save Me was number 14 on the top 15 this week.
Way to
Hey,
go, Ryan.
what way to debut though? I mean, like that's a great song.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, so okay, I'm gonna let y'all in on a little secret. We're gonna be working on a music video for the song. So I don't know when it'll come out, but yes, we have a video coming up for the song. But definitely keep playing the heck out of it. I'm excited because all I'm going to say is that with this video, we're going a whole different direction than we have in past videos. Now, granted, I've only been in one of the past videos, which was Heal the Broken. But if this is going to be just a completely different direction, we're going with somebody completely different for this video, and we're pretty excited about it, you know. So we're really looking forward to it. But I promise you guys will be the first to know when it drops, for sure. For sure.
And if you guys decide you want to do a early preview of it,
Let us
we've
know.
done that for
We
other
will.
bands.
I
We
like
will
it.
set it up.
I like it. I'll definitely talk to the guys about it. I don't see why we wouldn't, man. Definitely. We love coming on here and talking to you guys. So I don't see why we can't make that happen. But yeah, it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be dope. And then of course, once we, get the other songs out and everything, we'll give you the heads up too when those come out. I'm really excited about Trust when it comes out because that song was very, very personal to me. I'm telling you, God was having me write just anything and everything. I wrote, so let me tell you about this one. This one's kind of funny. So one of the conversations I had with my wife via text when I talked about, believing that God was going to restore us, she said a few things to me that kind of hurt. One of the things she said to me was that I wasn't living in reality. That's what she said. Right, because I was talking about believing that God was going to restore us and everything else, and she goes, "You scare me because I feel like you're not living in reality," is what she said, and I was like, "Okay," I said, "You're right. I'm not living in reality. I'm living in truth," is what I told her. So, but it did something to me, and of course, I'm talking to God about it. I'm trying not to get into my emotions because how many of y'all know that emotions is our biggest enemy when it comes to things that we're going through. When we want to give into our emotions, that's when we got to trust in God. He tells us in Proverbs, 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. Yes, we know that scripture, but if you break it down, what is our understanding? It's what we see, it's what we hear, it's what we feel. That includes our emotions, So we cannot trust those things. We have to trust God. Well, anyway, so when she told me that, it made me feel a certain way. So I wrote a song about it. So I'm gonna read you this song. I don't know if it's gonna be a Reborn song or not, but this one I the first this one this is the first song I've ever started off with a chant. Like you start off with like you're chanting something. So the chant is, I'm crazy, I'm psycho, I'm living in reality of the gospel. I'm crazy, I'm psycho, I'm living in reality of the gospel. That's the chant. And then the first verse it says, In your eyes, I am the same. In your mind, nothing's even changed. You stayed in place and haven't moved, but the truth is, I am way ahead of you. The pre-chorus says, so how long will you stay in one place and complain? You were called to be free. Stop looking at what you used to be. And then the chorus, I'm out of my mind. I'm out of my flesh. Being in Christ is what served me best. Taking my life and set me free, wrecked my life for eternity. Let go of yourself and what feels right. Every day, it's just a constant fight. Give in to what's crazy and be set free. Come on and join our reality. So that inspired me to write that. So like I said, I don't know if it's going to be a Reborn song or not. To me, it's kind of got more of a nu metal vibe. So I don't know. Maybe I'll talk Miggy into taking it. I don't know. We'll see.
Hear
But
me
yeah,
out
man.
though. A Rob T. Miggy joint venture.
Collaboration. Who knows,
Yes.
man? It could possibly happen. Could possibly
Yes.
happen. But yeah, man. I got to hang with him this past weekend, man. And he was talking to me about the tour that he was on with Nino and everything. And it was good to see my brothers again, him and Sal and everything. We had a great hang. You guys, man. Reborn's coming up with some great stuff. But I'm telling you, Relent too.
We
You're
got to
gonna
get
see.
those guys on. We've been trying for years to get them
Yeah.
on.
I'll put in a good word for you, brother. I'll put in a good
All
word
right.
for you. I'll talk to Miggy myself. I promise you. I'll
All
talk to
right.
Miggy myself.
And I just want to tell you, speaking of forgiveness,
Yeah,
Ryan just sent me a message. He's like, bro, forgive me. I forgive you, Ryan. You know, I love you. I forgive you. And, dude, your pastor's on right now watching. And he says, what you forgot to mention is that you guys ended up at IHOP afterwards.
yes, we did.
Please tell me you got the Rooty Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Is that even a thing anymore?
I haven't been there in years, but.
No, man. Yeah, we did. I had the breakfast sampler with the two
Nice.
pancakes. Yeah. No, we were talking at his house, and we went from that kind of heavy topic to now everything's good. We're good and everything. And I'm like, man, I'm hungry. You want to? His wife was actually the one talking about breakfast for dinner, and it got me wanting pancakes. I'm like, man, you guys want to
Yes.
go to IHOP? So that's where
So
we
what you're
ended up.
saying is I need to come hang out with you because
Heck yeah,
pancakes
brother.
sound fantastic right now.
Yeah, heck yeah, brother. Anytime, anytime, bro. You want to talk about a good weekend for food? Saturday, I was at Miggy's house. I smoked a brisket, and then breakfast for dinner last night. Come on, man, you can't go wrong with
Right.
that. So yeah,
Jason, we got to move to Texas.
shout
It's too
out to
hot down
Pastor.
there.
Shout out to Pastor Robert Acuna. Thanks for watching, man.
It's too hot in Texas. I can't deal with it. I can barely deal with the heat that's going on up here right now. But
Right.
hey, I mean, we are close to getting out of time because I hate to say this, but we got reviews to do after this.
I understand. I understand.
So before we move on, Jeremy, you've just been sitting there smiling. You got anything you want to
No,
say, brother? I've dominated the whole conversation.
I don't have TikTok, but I see your stuff on Facebook all the time, and just like Jason, like it blesses me to see what you're going through. And like Jason said, when you and your wife had that stuff go through, it broke me, man. Like I and the funny thing is like I don't know, with what I've struggled with the last couple of years with my addiction to pornography or whatever, I always feared losing my wife, just because it's a sin. It's basically cheating, and the
Yeah.
fact that she keeps coming back and loving me is, mind blowing to me. I've seen God restore our marriage deeper than it was when we first got together, and we've only been together 8 years,
Yeah. Yeah. And
So.
it sounds like what your wife is doing is basically demonstrating to you that love that Christ has for us.
She
And
is.
if I may say, and this is just pure Holy Spirit right now, because I'm just feeling it as you're saying that, bro. You need to stop beating yourself up about that. Because here's the thing, and if nobody told you this, I am sorry. But here's the thing: when Jesus died on the cross, he died for your past sins, your present sins, and your future sins. And here's the thing: that means all of them. So whenever you commit that sin, you're beating yourself up. He's not even doing that because you've already been forgiven.
Right.
You've been set free. You're not a slave to sin. So stop beating yourself up. Stop picking the chains up and putting them back on yourself, because that's really what you're doing. Because you're not a slave to that anymore. Stop listening to the lies of the enemy. You've been set free by the blood of Jesus. You are a new creation, okay? You are not someone who's addicted to anything. You are addicted to Jesus. Don't listen to those lies. It's time to listen to the truth, okay? Not to listen. There's a difference. My pastor, and I hope he's watching still because he's the one that taught me this. There's a difference between facts and truth. Facts might say, well, you have a tumor here, and if it's, it looks like it could be malignant, so you could die of cancer. That's what facts say. But truth says in Isaiah 53:5 that by his stripes we are healed. So which one are you going to choose to believe? You see what I'm saying? So the facts may say, I keep going back to the sin and I keep going back to the sin. But truth says, Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 1, what does it say? For now there is no condemnation for those in Christ. That includes you. So stop listening to the lies of the enemy, bro. You have been set free from that. You are not held bondage to that anymore. So that's pure
Absolutely.
Holy Spirit. I had to tell you that, brother.
That's why we love you, right?
Praise God.
And yes, your pastor is still watching. He says, "Oh, come on."
I love it. I love it.
And Ryan wants to know, Jeremy, how are we going to be reviewing Save Me after this?
Not this time.
See, Ryan, I was
It's
going
it.
to because I have that kind of love for you, but Jeremy, the guy that's, where is he? The other guy, he said no. He doesn't want to review your
Not
song.
tonight. It's on our list.
I was willing. I had it ready to go. I had my notes, and Jeremy's like, no, because he doesn't love you guys as much as I do.
Whatever. No, it is on the list.
It is.
Awesome.
Sorry.
Awesome.
I'm just giving him grief.
He always gives me grief.
So,
Awesome.
anyways, I apologize, but we are out of time. I
No worries,
know
man.
we want to have you back on because I know you got so much more to talk about. Trust me, I watch your videos every day. I know you can talk, bro.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
So, how is it that we can be praying for you? And trust me, I have a prayer book here, literally with every guest we've ever had on. We have a thread on our chat that's just prayer requests that I put them all on there, and we all pray for it.
Yep,
It's
we do.
got Jeremy on there, which is this guy over here. It's got me, it's got Riker, and it's got even my daughter. She's on there. She
Awesome.
prays. We pray through it every single day.
Awesome,
So,
man.
how?
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you the two things you can pray for me for this. Number one, keep my wife in prayer and just pray that God has his way in her life and pray that she be restored, not to me, but to him. Because here's the thing, when she finally is restored back to God, dude, coming back to me is just secondary. Because that's what's automatically going to happen. So it's more about her coming back to Christ. Okay. So pray for her. Her name is Melissa. Pray for her. But for me, just pray that I continue to just stay obedient to the Lord, stay open to Him. Because I'll be honest with you, I know I'm full of joy and I'm smiling, but I still have my days, my nights. It's not easy being alone. Especially for somebody like me, I am very extroverted, and I am very much a person that loves to be around people, and I love to have somebody with me, So that does get very difficult. So just keep me in prayer for that, and that God continue to strengthen me, and that's really it. And of course, keep Reborn in prayer because the one thing is that we just want to make sure that we're in God's plan, not ours. We could care less about, being the band of the year and all that. No, we just want people to hear the message in the music. The music is the bait, right? That's what we're trying. And then the substance of the lyrics is what's going to break the yoke, right? The word of God is what breaks the yoke. So yeah, definitely just keep that in prayer, and we really appreciate it. Oh, and by the way, we were nominated again for Christian Rock Band of the Year with the WV, was it WVIU
Yeah,
last time?
WVIU, yeah.
Yeah, we got nominated again this year. I was surprised. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Nice. That's
Yeah.
awesome.
So
So
definitely vote
everyone
for us.
go vote for them.
Yeah, go vote for us.
wherever he is on your screen. I'm looking over here at Facebook. It looks like he's down there. So vote for this guy.
Yeah, definitely.
Unless it's Jeremy that you're looking at, then vote for that guy.
And don't vote for me.
Don't vote for me. All right. So, Rob, once I'm done with prayer, don't get out of here. I got to
Okay.
ask you another question here.
You got it, man. You got it.
All right. So, I'm going to go ahead and close this out with prayer. So, great and heavenly Father, thank you so much for my brother Jeremy. I ask that you watch over our brother Riker and my daughter as they are out with the church teen group on the Asabo River canoeing. It is a great time. They grow closer to God out there. So please just watch over them. Keep them dry as the storms are rolling in right now. Lord, I ask that you watch over Rob. Just continue to guard his heart. Lord, you know who is meant for him. So I just ask that you put the right people in his life. I ask that you watch over his wife, Melissa. Lord, if it is your will that she be restored to him and restored to you, just put people in her life that can speak that truth to her, whether it's Rob or anyone else. Lord, I ask that you watch over the band Reborn. Just continue to guide them, keep them focused on what's important, which is you. Help them to give all glory to you and just continue to guard their marriages and guard them. We thank you so much for Rob, for Ryan, for Marco, for all those in the band. Lord, just please bless them in such a special, special way. And Lord, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen.
Amen.
Brother, this has been awesome. Thank you so
Yes.
much.
Oh, my pleasure, man. I had a blast.
And one of these days, we're going to have to do another TikTok live. That was fun.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, I need to do that again soon.
I was
Soon.
literally getting ready to head down to Kentucky when I jumped on live with him. My wife was packing up our stuff to head down there. She's like, "Who are you talking to?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm talking to Rob on TikTok." She's like, "All right, whatever." Yeah,
Yeah, man, that was dope. That was awesome. I loved
was
it.
fun. So, thank you again for joining us and
My
sharing your
pleasure.
heart with us. I know this was a little bit different than what we normally do. We get on, we really talk about the band, but I wanted to hear about your heart. I'm glad you shared it with us. Jeremy,
Yeah.
bro, this is always my favorite day of the week.
Always, always, always.
Riker, we miss you, brother. I hope you're having fun out on the river. Please don't drown my kid. And for those watching and listening, I just want to thank you all for tuning in. And hey, for Rob's pastor, thanks for whipping him into shape, keeping him on the right path.
Yes,
But I
thank you,
just want to
Pastor.
remind each and every one of you that if you're going to rock, rock for him. Have a good night.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're going to rock, rock for him.
Tune in next week as we talk with the cult leader himself, Jamie, from the band 13 Minutes. It's going to be a great episode.